It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, February 24th, 2008.
From the Boat Anchor's soft glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
Well, my name is Ragnar Danisjold, and you have once again found the Pirates Week, a show about pirate radio, and more specifically, shortwave pirate radio. And we go through what's going on in this last week, and this last week has been pretty good. We have several stories, mostly about the enforcement action in the UK. They've removed 20 FM pirates off the air. Then we're going to go through some relevant forum posts on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We have a bunch of off-air recordings this week, the propagation forecast. We're going to talk about the state of pirate radio with John Anderson, and a few closing thoughts from me. So stay tuned. Yeah, it's a pretty good Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fooking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
Well, I have a couple things I do want to talk about before we start the show, but as you heard in the beginning monologue there, that we have a pretty full show, so I do want to get right into it. First up, congrats over there to Cosmic Debris for his 200th show, Lumpy Gravy Radio Show on WBCQ, listening last night, Saturday night, to his 200th show. Hey, and thanks for the QSL there. That was cool, too. Cosmic Debris is definitely a friend of the show here at the Pirates Week, and he helps us get on the Area 51 on 5110 transmitter for WBCQ. Very cool. Hey, I also want to touch on Free Pops. It's a freeware program that some people may be interested in, and every once in a while when I come across something cool, I definitely want to share it along. Mainly, it's used to download mail from web mail hosts on the internet, but it also can be used for an aggregator or an RSS feed. Or what it does is, if you're like me and you have two or three or more web-based email systems, I have a couple Yahoo accounts and an MSN account, and it's kind of a pain in the butt if you got several Yahoo accounts, because you got to actually sign out and sign in with different screen names to be able to check your mail. And what this does is it goes into all your different Yahoo accounts and grabs all your emails and then brings it down to your desktop to whatever email desktop client you use, and they all show up right there, and it just saves you the time from actually going into Yahoo with your different screen names, logging in and logging out to check your mail, and it just aggregates all your web-based emails to your desktop client. Very cool. It's called Free Pops. It's www.freepops.org. I'll have links to it in the show notes, like everything else we talk about here. Show notes, of course, can be found at www.piratesweek.info. Hey, something else kind of cool showed up in the mail this week, and that is the Commander Bunny's t-shirt. Got another t-shirt. This is actually my second or third, and got it after the sale he had last weekend, 20% off, which was very appreciated. Actually, all he had was the double extra large in the Bunny Cracker team t-shirt. Way too big for me to wear, but it's going to be a wall hanger. Going to hang it up here in the studios. Definitely a piece of memorabilia of pirate radio. Congrats and thank you, Commander Bunny, for the stuff that you put out. Hey, we got a whole bunch of stuff to cover, so I'm going to stop rambling and we're going to get right into Pirates in the News. Pirates in the News. Well, there's only been one real news story, and it's been all over the web this week, and it's coming from the UK under the title Pirate Radio Sunk from Airwaves. working in partnership with the London boroughs of Hackney, Haringley, Tower Hamlets, and Islington, as well as the Metropolitan Police, Ofcom's team carried out enforcement actions against over 20 illegal broadcasters in the area. Ofcom's operation ran from February 6th to the 16th and resulted in 3 arrests, 1 studio raid, and the removal of 22 illegal broadcasters' transmitters and over 20 letters sent to local nightclubs that have advertised events on illegal radio stations. So, like I said, 3 arrests and 20 illegal broadcasters off the air. The stations that were removed from the air include Attitude 107.4, Bizim 104.2, Conscious 106.9, Heat 96.6, Jiggy FM, Caspa 104, Cool 94.6, Live 101.5, Millennium Supreme 99.8, Origin 95.2, Rude 88.2, Shine 87.9, SLR 97.7, Takeover 107.7, Touch 94, True 100.2, an unidentified station on 102.6, and Extreme 101.7. Well, about a day or so after those stations were taken off air and the news stories were all over the web, another story came across my desk, and it's pirate radio stations back on air. Rude 88.2 FM, which has broadcast 24 hours drum and bass from a secret location in Islington since 1992, was one of 2 illegal broadcasters shut down in their community. But less than 48 hours after having its transmitter dismantled, Rude was back on the dial and broadcasting an illegal FM waveband in a swift turnaround, which Ofcom admitted was not unusual. They said this last week, Ofcom over there in the UK took 22 stations off the air, arrested 3 people, and threatened a bunch of local nightclubs that have been advertising on the pirate radio stations. And that only took about 48 hours, and the stations are now coming back on air. Can't keep a good pirate down, huh? But that's about all that's been in the news this last week.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
Well, it's time now to take a look around the internet to see what kind of forum postings on pirate radio have been this last week, and starting off like we always do with Pirate Shortwave over at the FRN, www.frn.net/vines. Gristle starts us off this week by posting a link to a news item about a BPL rollout, and it's looking like he may have a little interference issues in the near future. Cracker posts some pics of the lunar eclipse he took, not pirate related, but very cool nonetheless, and I too had some really clear stellar skies. Yeah, stellar, no pun intended. Very cool to watch the lunar eclipse. That was earlier, I think, was that Wednesday night? Very cool. Hey, over in the LPFM section, Radio Brandy posts that the new Procaster Part 15 AM transmitter is on the bench and waiting to be installed. The Procaster is an FCC certified, which means it's street legal in the USA. The Canadian-made transmitter is well-designed and enclosed in a heavy-duty metal box. The audio power interface mounts inside and is fed to the transmitter via Cat3 cable. He will have test results in the next week, and he will be posting them on his website, www.radiobrandy.com. Hey, over in Rec Radio Shortwave, Larry Will posts that he's been the voice of Cracker Radio and Commander Bunny and a few others over the year, and in his old age, he's found that this hobby has jaded him more than anything else. What started out as fun has really turned him into an angry old man, and he's never thought a hobby like this could affect someone such in a negative manner. He found that the broadcasting has not been fun over the last few years, so after becoming a very angry person, he's just decided to wash his hands of it all together. Every one of you who listen to him are a bunch of idiots, and you could never appreciate his programming. So there is no respect for him or his station. Please don't write him anymore. This is the end. Any broadcast from this point on will be from a rebroadcast from somebody else. I'm done with this sorry-ass hobby because you're all showing yourself to be pieces of crap. Enjoy your pitiful lives. Well, in a completely unrelated news item, the voice of Mike Gawkin has been heard several times over several frequencies in the last few days. And keep your ears peered, because I think you're going to hear a whole bunch more from the voice of Mike Gawkin. And from the Free Radio Weekly, number 628. No, Larry ain't leaving. It was somebody posted that for him. From the Free Radio Weekly 628, covering the logs from the 16th through the 22nd of February 2008, stations being heard include Black Shop Radio, The Crystal Ship, James Bond Radio, Maple Leaf Radio, Long Range Radio, Radio Express, WBNY Radio Bunny, WMPR Micro Power Radio, Wolverine Radio, WPDR President's Day Radio. And QSLs being received this last week have been Layback International and EQSL sent to Sealord. That's Layback International. Hey, and a quick news item. Grasscutter and Sunshine are now using the Box 293 Merlin, Ontario. That's the Merlin drop NOP10. I have a link to that in the show notes. That's the new box that Grasscutter and Sunshine is using is the Merlin, Ontario drop.
My name is Mike Gawkin. This is the voice of Mike Gawkin. I'm so gay!
You know the weird guy in the corner of the office who always has his headphones on? That's you!
Well, it's time now to do some off-air recordings, and I have a bunch for you this week. And got a couple from some other people this time around, too. So let's start it off with Ann Hoffer Radio, recorded by Sealord, 6925 Upper Side Band, the 18th of February, SIO 232. And all of the recordings this week is going to be about a minute to a minute and a half long, just because I have so many of them. So let's take a listen to Ann Hoffer Radio. Our next recording is also from Sealord on the 18th again, 6925 Upper Side Band, WPDR, President's Day Radio. SIO 232, Sealord said he had a decent signal into Florida amongst the static crashes with a little bit of fade. Take a listen to President's Day Radio, WPDR.
As long as I'm the dictator, I'm a loving guy. And I'm also someone, however, got a job to do, and I intend to do it.
You've been listening to President's Day Radio, WPDR. We could promise you a QSL and take your money, but like all presidents, we're full of shit and we won't deliver. We'll just make up excuses that all of your DX people will. For some of you troublemakers. All presidents, all the time.
Next up is one that I recorded off air, James Bond Radio, 6925 Upper Side Band, the 18th of February, 1957, UTC, 2000 UTC, SIO 434, sign on with the JBR theme from Russia with Love, Goldfinger, Live or Let Die, Man with the Golden Gun, and all your favorites from James Bond Radio.
To you from Russia with love.
Well, after that, we have Weather Radio, recorded off-air by Lex. And this is not a real good recording, but it's way down in the mud. But definitely Weather Radio doing his special President's Day show on the 18th, 19th of February, 2008, around 0230. I guess that would have been 0230, the 19th. Recorded off-air by Lex. This is Weather Radio. Yeah, I know. That one was a little rough. But let's get into, I have a UNID that I recorded, 6925 Upper Side Band, the 19th of February, 2330 to 2350, SIO 434, a good, strong, blazing signal playing some traffic. And then a monologue from Rollins about the band Black Flag. Signal faded out abruptly around 2350. Not sure if he went off air or not, but take a listen to this unidentified station.
Like today.
And our final off-air recording this week is going to be Maple Leaf Radio, 6925 Upper Sideband, the 20th of February, 010 to around 030, SIO333, sign on with O Canada, and an ID, a couple of songs about Canada, C-A-N-A-D-A, and an ID stating, "This is Maple Leaf Radio with a program of Canadian music." Our final off-air recording this week, Maple Leaf Radio.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
It's time now for the propagation forecast, as it typically does, coming from This Week in Amateur Radio.
Taking a look at this week's propagation forecast, there are no sunspots as yet, and the sun has been blank now for more than 17 days. For a week, one sunspot was visible prior to the spotless period, and that followed a 20-day spotless run. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the U.S. Air Force have predicted daily solar flux right at 70 recently, but bumps that to 72 for March 1st, continuing well into April. This is a minor change, but perhaps this signals that forecasters don't expect any more spots during February. The NOAA also predicts low geomagnetic activity until February 28th and 29th, with a planetary A index of 5 running through February 26th, then 8, 20, 15, and 12 through March 1st. Geophysical Institute Prague predicts quiet conditions on February 22nd through the 26th, quiet to unsettled on the 27th, and unsettled on February 28th. The days are getting longer now, so openings should be longer on the higher frequencies.
Well, in other radio news, John Anderson of DIY Media recently joined Skidmark Bob on Santa Cruz's longest-running unlicensed station, Free Radio Santa Cruz, to talk about several things, including the state of pirate radio in the USA. This is about 5 minutes long, but definitely worth the listen. We always try to include John Anderson from DIY Media whenever we can catch him. Take a listen to this. This is, like I said, this is off of the pirate station Free Radio Santa Cruz.
So what's the state of pirate radio right now? I mean, even on FM and, you know, I don't know, shortwave. Is everything dying out because of the internet? Because of...
Oh, hell no.
I mean, what's going on in pirate radio land?
Well, there's a lot going on in pirate radio land. There's both a lot happening on the air, and as you mentioned, online. There's pirate activity on every major piece of spectrum in the United States. That's AM, FM, and shortwave. And I would hazard a guess that there are more pirate radio stations on the air in the United States right now than there were during the height of the modern micro radio movement, as we call the 1990s now. So pirate radio is not dwindling away. It is going gangbusters. And looking at both trends in FCC enforcement, in just the sheer number of people I'm hearing from and hear about, I would have to say, conservatively, there are probably more than 1,000 pirate radio stations on the air across the United States, at least right now.
Wow. Wow. And a lot of them are web streaming, like we are.
A lot of them are web streaming, yes. And a lot of them are different from the kind of stations like we typically think of. Like, you know, it used to be that the, you know, the template or the archetypal station, the pirate station, was like you guys, Freak Radio, 24/7,
right?
Community oriented, all volunteer run, kind of in your face. We're doing this as electronic civil disobedience,
right?
You know, fuck the FCC, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And the new generation of stations are not like that. they know they're going on the air and they're breaking the law in doing so. But they're not doing it for explicitly political reasons. The majority of, I think, at least maybe not the majority, but a rising proportion of pirate stations are being set up in communities where the local media have completely ignored them. And I'm specifically talking about in, like, immigrant communities. And most notably, Caribbean countries, like Haiti, the Dominican Republic, places like that, where pirate radio has been around for a long time. And a lot of these folks are migrating to the United States, setting up shop in places like New York and New Jersey, and they're running, like, music programming. They're selling commercials, typically for, like, a local club that they're affiliated with, or for the local businesses in their neighborhood, which would never be able to afford time on a Clear Channel station. They run programming exclusively in their native tongue, like Creole and stuff like that.
Wow.
Those are the types of pirates that we're seeing growing to an incredible degree. In fact, the pirate radio capital of the United States, we always typically think of as South Florida. It's still a heavy place, but it's actually now kind of shifting, and the whole New York metropolitan area, New Jersey included in that, is really competing with South Florida as being one of the hotbeds of pirate radio in the United States. So it's still around. People are doing it. They're doing it for slightly different reasons now, but it all boils down to the same, you know, the same general beef and the same general course of action. If you are refused access to the airwaves and you can't speak to your own people, sometimes you just have to go ahead and do it without permission.
Yeah.
And the incentives might be different for certain people, but they all come to the same ultimate course of action, which is unlicensed broadcasting. And that says something about the strength of what that action really can do for you. And the FCC can't really do jack about it. They're sending out a lot more warning letters.
Right.
They're spending a lot more time on the road making visits. They're not raiding people to any significant degree. In fact, the only raids that have been conducted, except for one last year, were all conducted by state authorities in Florida. They're issuing a few more fines, but they're finding out, like in the case of like these migrant community stations, these folks have no money, so an $11,000 or $17,000 fine routinely gets knocked down to $200 or $500. And you can bet that the person who got dimed for the fine passes the gear along to another person who sets the radio station back up, who restarts up the advertising contract, and makes the money back, and the fine gets paid, and everyone goes off happy, and nothing is accomplished. The station still exists. You know?
Yeah.
The FCC is still such a paper tiger, Bob, it ain't even funny.
That's amazing. That's pretty amazing.
Well, during that interview, John Anderson also mentioned something else. He does DIY Media, the website, and he used to do Media Minutes, a radio show I used to really enjoy. He walked away from that a few months ago, but handed it over to some capable people. Still a very good show. But he's now doing a new show called Poodles Ahoy. Take a listen. This is about 2 minutes long. He briefly describes how he gets ready to do Poodles Ahoy. Definitely going to catch this.
But for myself, I actually am doing a weekly radio show now on the local community radio station, WEFT. And the show is called Poodles Ahoy, and features Poodles McGee of the FCC basically ranting drunkenly and retardedly about various things for 2 whole hours, interspersed with various forms of music, lots of collage, not all political. In fact, most of it's not political. Hip-hop and then electronic music. But the way I do the show is I get a little high before I leave the house at about 9:45, right?
Right.
Sometimes. When I actually have access to weed, which sometimes is difficult in the Midwest.
Yes, anywhere.
And then I go to my favorite watering hole establishment in downtown Champaign, which just so happens to be just a block around the corner from the radio station, called the Blind Pig. And I drink, depending on my mood, anywhere between 4 and 6 rum and cokes in about an hour and a half. typically on an empty stomach, and since I'm a regular there, because I do this every Tuesday, the bartenders have taught me the art of the strong pour, which effectively, you know, doubles my alcohol intake. So by the time I'm actually ready to assume control of this 10,000-watt community radio station, I am in full Poodles McGee mode, and then the show just kind of goes from there.
Wow.
Well, that's it for this week. Hey, if you want to get a hold of me, you can email me at piratesweek@gmail.com. Stop by the website. Check out the show notes, www.piratesweek.info. And hey, until next week, as always, thanks for listening.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. Piratesweek.info. That's piratesweek.info. Still have a radio. Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.